You're listening to the Body Pros podcast coverage of CROI 2008, the 15th Conference on Retroviruses and Opportunistic Infections. The conference took place in Boston, Massachusetts from February 3rd through February 6th, 2008.
There's nothing like hearing the results of research directly from those who actually conducted it. It is these women and men who are transforming HIV treatment and care. At CROI 2008, one of the most important HIV-related medical conferences of the year, Dr. Gerald Perrone interviewed a number of researchers about their studies. What follows is one of those interviews.
This is Jerry Perrone from the AIDS Research and Treatment Center of the Treasure Coast, and I'm here with Shiv Gandhi.
Hi, my name is Shiv Gandhi. I'm a master's student at the Johns Hopkins University, and I am presenting a poster entitled The Role of APOBEC3GF-Mediated Hypermutation in the Control of HIV-1 in Elite Suppressors.
Can you tell us a little bit about your study?
So we were examining the clinical history of infection in elite suppressors to see whether this protein, APOBEC3G, was more active clinically in the clinical history. And what APOBEC3G is it's a mutator. It mutates the incoming virus into the cell. And some people had thought that in elite suppressors of HIV, patients who are able to control their virus using host defense mechanisms, some people have believed that APOBEC3G may be one of those mechanisms by which they control the virus. So we were looking for signature mutations that APOBEC3G induces. And we were looking at the virus that's integrated into cells. So by looking at that virus, we could tell which mutations were caused by APOBEC, and we could tell how active it had been in the clinical history of infection. Mm-hmm. And what we found that overall, elite suppressors don't have more active APOBEC-mediated hypermutation, contrary to some other studies that suggested that APOBEC3G may be involved. In one of our elite suppressors, however, we did find a great number of hypermutated sequences, a great number of hypermutated viruses that was caused by APOBEC3G. 80% of all viruses incoming into the cell were mutated by this mechanism, by APOBEC3G. So that suggested to us that, at least in this one patient, APOBEC might be the kind of way they control their virus replication.
And how many patients did you look at in your study?
We looked at 17 total patients, 8 elite suppressors, and 9 heart-treated patients.
And so of the elite suppressors, what I'm hearing is 1 out of the 8
Right. Did
a hypermutation in APOBEC.
Right, a significant level of hypermutation. We detected some hypermutation in all, but only 1 had a significant level of hypermutation.
Are you going to be doing further studies on
We are, because we don't know if this is an effect of another mechanism or if this is a cause. So what we aim to do is look mechanistically at this protein in this one patient to see whether this protein is more active. We're looking at doing functional studies so we can see a cause rather than just a correlation.
So it sounds like the take-home message is, at least in your population of elite controllers, that APOBEC hypermutation does not appear to be a dominant mode of resistance to viral progression.
Right, that's exactly the take-home message. CTL responses are probably involved in most of these patients, but if we can find the mechanism by which APOBEC controls virus in this one patient, it might be applicable to other patients as well.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
The opinions expressed by hosts or interviewees in this podcast do not constitute professional advice, should not be considered substitutes for professional services, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of Body Health Resources Corporation or its sponsors. Please see the full disclaimer online at thebodypro.com. If you have comments or questions, please contact us.
This has been a report on CROI 2008 from The Body Pro. For more podcasts and full coverage of this conference, visit us online at thebodypro.com/CROI2008.